Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Before we get more into Tampa, it's Arthur Smith joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Coach, it's kind of a two-part question because I was looking at our vertical numbers, 26 passes, pass plays over 20 yards or more this season. I know you want to do more vertical stuff, and you talked about this, I think, earlier in the week, but I'm curious to know, is it just what the coverage gives us that dictates that? And then is Matt able to walk up and see how the defense adjusts adjust out of a play call, or does that just depend on the personnel?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there. So, you know, a lot of things what people are trying to do, and you're seeing more of it around the league. And there was a great article written about a week ago, give or take, in the Wall Street Journal, just about, you know, what's old is new again. How much shell coverage people saw it in the Super Bowl last year, the way, ironically, Tampa, you know, played Kansas City. Right. And so even if you're not seeing a lot of shell, you're seeing a lot of people play soft coverage to us because they're, you know, they want to take away the play action game. Doesn't mean you can't get explosives going down the field. And we've taken plenty of shots to try to get that. And then if they're going to sink out of there, and we've checked it down and we've been decently efficient, the games that we've played well and keeping the ball, and that's what they're going to give us. And, you know, we'll take the check down, which is essentially a run, and we'll find creative ways, whatever. Now you're talking about scheme. I'm not going to get in depth in scheme. And I think there's a lot of old conventional wisdom about quarterback just, you know, calling the play at the line. I think as offenses evolve, most teams usually package plays. So when you see guys doing stuff, whether they signal, they're doing something with their helmet, that's pretty common. Very rarely does anybody ask the quarterback to go up there and say, hey, here's the whole menu, call what you want. I know people used to do that in the 70s when the play, probably the call sheets weren't as many calls and the nuances with the motions and whatnot. But that's the old audible, you audible. Like, most people are packaging plays. Does that answer that for you?
It does. Yeah. No, Coach, I was just curious. We get it all the time, and I know, you know, you hear this, Coach. Well, could Matt change the play? Right. A lot of that, we always say, depends on the personnel on the field and then what the defense is giving you. It's not like he just walks up there and goes, all right, we're going to change it just to change it. So I kind of wanted you to explain it, but I appreciate that because I think it's a question that a lot of Falcon fans always wonder about.
Yeah, and then, you know, just one thing I didn't mention going back to the end of the half, the other thing you have to consider, too, when you get down there, is if you leave them too much time, how aggressive you want to be, and you're not getting the ball after half, you don't want to give them a chance to triple you up. You know, they came away with 3 points. We want to score, but we also don't want to give them an extra possession because they're getting the ball after half. So all that stuff is in consideration.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.